The next thing that I'm going to talk to you about is your personal brand identity. And that's around three questions. Who are you? What do you do? And why? So I'm going to break down each of these questions so you can really get clear on this and your personal brand identity. So when it comes to the first question of who are you, what are you passionate about? What are your core beliefs? What are your philosophies and unique perspectives? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? What are the top three values of your brand? Right? And you want to lead with yourself to attract your ideal dream clients and attract people that you can serve the most. Right? You want to lead with that authentic you. And all these questions you should know by going through what we just shared about the personal identity, right? About the best self identity. So what are you passionate about? What are your core beliefs? What are your philosophies? What are your unique perspectives? What are your top three values? And the reason why you need to know this is because you are going to bring this forth into your brand. Because this is what's going to make you unique. This is what's going to make you stand out. This is what's going to build an authentic, purpose-driven brand. When you lead with yourself, if you can build a business and infuse your passions and your core beliefs, if you can share your philosophy and your perspectives and your values, people that believe what you believe, the people that share the same perspective as you, the people that have the same values, these are the people that are going to resonate with you and want to learn more from you. Another question is, if you were to get on stage to speak at a conference with 500 of your ideal clients and people in your industry that you admire and respect, how would you want to be introduced? And inside the action assignment, there can be some space to fill this out. I want you to really write this down. How would you want to be introduced? What would you want to be introduced as the expert of? And what's the one thing that you want people to remember about you? At the end of your presentation, what is the number one takeaway that you want people to have? If people don't remember anything else besides this one thing about you, maybe it's a characteristic, maybe it's a belief that you have, maybe it's a story that you told, maybe it's something about you that stands out, what is the one thing that you want people to remember about you? And the thing is, you want to be intentional about creating this positioning now. You want to present yourself and your brand in a way that when people come across you, they see you as that expert of this thing. They see you in the way that you want to be seen and introduced. And they remember this thing about you. You want to be intentional about this in all your marketing and all of your messaging. So the next thing is, what do you do? So what is your area of focus? Right? What do you help people do? Right? Who do you help? What do people come to you for help with? And what is the big problem you solve or transformation that you provide for them? So what is the result of the result? And why? So why did this matter to you? So why do you feel called to do what you're doing? Why do you feel called to share your message? Why do you feel called to help the people that you want to work with? Right? Why should anyone care? Why is this relevant to them? Because that is what matters. People are focused on themselves. And they're asking themselves the question of, what's in it for me? So when you can shift your focus, I'm talking about you and how cool you are and what you want and what you stand for and all that stuff. While that matters, if you cannot relate it and make it relevant to people's needs and what they're going through and what's in their mind, they're going to shut it out. They're going to say, yes, this is cool, but they're not going to pay attention to you. So you want to lead with your why. You want to lead with why you're doing what you're doing. You want to lead with why you care. Why did this matter? Because in a world of everyone being out for themselves and just having selfish intentions and just trying to get people to buy things a lot of times that they don't even need, people are skeptical. People are more hesitant to trust and put their guard down. But when people feel like you have the best interest at heart, when people can feel your passion, when you can share your story in a way that people just feel like, wow, this person actually cared. This person has went through what I'm going through, and I see why they are so passionate about this. Something about them I just trust. Something about them, it just makes me want to follow them. Something about them just makes me a fan of their work. Something about them, I just know I have to be around and I have to invest in their coaching. That happens when you are leading with your purpose and your calling and your why, and you are letting the world know, this is why I do what I do. This is why I believe what I believe. This is the message that I'm called to share, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with passion and conviction and with purpose. And when you lead with that why, when you tap into that why, that's going to drive you to continue doing everything that you're doing. And I hope that you feel my passion, because I'm moving and I'm driven and I'm doing everything that I'm doing because I feel like I'm called to do this, because I feel like it's my duty to help other people get their message out there, because I know what it feels like to feel stuck. I know what it feels like to be the best kept secret. I know what it feels like to be helping people, but just on such a small scale, and knowing that I'm nowhere near my full potential. I know what it feels like to be playing small and in the background and have this knowledge and have the expertise that can really help people break through, but yet letting my stories and letting the beliefs and the fears of what if people judge me, what if I'm not good enough, what if I put this out there and no one buys from me, and things like that, letting all these stories stop me. And I want people to realize that their message matters, that the world needs it. And I want to be that person that shows you and helps you get that clarity and that confidence and then move forward into taking action. Because I've been there, right? I've spent the money. I've spent the time. I've spent all this energy running around, spinning my wheels, chasing the secret. And that's why I started with this lesson of the identity. Because it wasn't until I first took a step back and said, okay, what do I really even want? And who do I have to become? And I created that identity and I saw myself as that. And I was intentional about bringing that forth into the marketplace. That was when I had the real breakthrough. So that's why I share what I share. That's why I believe what I believe. So then when I committed to that, when I got clear on my message, that's when I started speaking with conviction and people really started to resonate with it. So the same thing with you. So who are you? How do you want to be introduced, right? What do you want to position as the expert of? What's the message that you want to share? What do you want people to remember about you, right? What do you do? What is your area of focus? Who do you help? What do you help them do? What is the transformation that you provide for people? And why? Why do you feel called to do what you're doing and share your message and help these people? Why should anyone care? And why is it relevant to them? Right? Really get clear on that and really commit to this. Okay, so for your personal brand identity, you really want to be authentic. And I talked about this already. And the identity, this whole thing, the reason why I did this is because this is going to help you tap into that authentic you. Right? So you want to be authentic. You want to be purpose-driven. You want to be consistent. You want to be intentional. You want to have a high-quality brand. And you want to. I want you to remember this formula. And throughout the next lessons, you're going to have clarity on really this formula. But for right now, I want you to try to really fill this out and write this down and remember this. So this is the formula for sharing your personal brand and what you do for people and how you help them. I help blank do blank so they can blank. So who do you help? What do you help them do? And what is the transformation that's a result of this? So just remember this. I help. And you insert the people that you help. Do this. What do you help them do? Who do you help them become? What do you help them create? So they can. And that is the result that they really want. That's the desired result. And I'm going to break this formula down inside of the next lessons. And by the end of this course, you're going to really be able to fill this out and really communicate what you do in a way that feels good, that feels authentic to you, and that makes sense to the people that you can best serve and have them saying, wow, this is the person for me. So take time, really dive deep in answering these questions. Get clear on that best self identity and the personal brand identity and lead with your authentic voice and show up as the authentic you. Lead with your purpose and be consistent, be intentional, and really be intentional about the quality of your brand. And that is when you're going to be able to create a personal brand that really attracts people and really inspires people and really feels good to you. So fill out the worksheet, the action assignment. You're going to see it to the right side of this video. And I'll see you on the next lesson.